Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm one of your hosts for this evening, Henrietta Bird, along with Jill and Glenn and Jerry. Jakesha and Clara are somewhere out there. I hope they'll call in soon and let us know where their locations are. But we welcome you to the countdown show of the 21st annual event of the International Black Summit. We are 3 weeks away. Glenn and Jill, are you excited?
I am so excited. I cannot wait.
I am too.
I am excited also. I talk to people about this event all day long, every day, and it is amazing how, the universe just sends you to those people who are willing to come. You know, that's what I like about the annual event. It's like the space that the elders, I'll say, hold for the event to take place, or the space that the universe holds for the event to take place. It's just amazing to me how it sends out this call and the people that respond to it. You know, I was walking out of church today. I was walking back in. I had gone to my car, and a couple, they were coming out of the door, and they said, "We need to talk to you," like that. You know, "Can you join us after church? We're going here to have, you know, lunch. We want to talk to you about the summit." And I just said, you know, who am I going to talk to about this today? You know, so it's wonderful. Chicago is ready. So y'all come, okay? But as we always start everything that we do, we begin with the declaration of the International Black Summit. And so, Jill, will you share that with us, please?
Yes, I will. Thank you. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Atlanta, Georgia, July 10th, 2011. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thank you, Jill. I listening to the declaration, the line that caught me was our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, unity, integrity, with the possibility of being. I love that line. You know, I love that line, especially now that we are so close to the 21st annual summit event. We're talking to people from Landmark. We're talking, you know, to people who've done the summit before. We talked to a young lady yesterday who had, the last summit she did, Glenn, was in New York in 1995. And, it has been so exciting and so wonderful just to you know, just the experience of it all. How are things going in New York, Glenn?
Well, I'm actually not in New York.
Oh, that's right.
But things are going great. We're looking forward to having a group of folks coming out, and we've been sharing the summit around the country. I'm up in the New England area, New Hampshire, and we'll definitely be coming home soon. Been gone for about 10 days. Had my family up and looking to see who am I bringing this year of my niece and nephews. But I don't know if my nephew is going to come back. I have to have a kind of sit down with my sister and figure out what we're going to do. We're making some action, and we were down in Atlanta, and we had 32 young people come to the summit youth prerequisite. And man, oh man, that was off the chain. So there's some things happening all over the planet.
That's just wonderful. Wonderful. And Jill, what about, he just introduced Atlanta.
Yes. We had a great time there. Here in Atlanta, like Glenn said, we had our 32 youth, and we had about three or four adults, and we're just getting everything together. Well, not just. We are getting things together to head down to Atlanta. Right now, I believe it's 7 to 8 people so far, loading up the trucks and heading up to Chicago for the summit. So we're very excited.
Oh, that's great. We can't wait. We can't wait for you to get here. We have a lot of wonderful things going on here for when we come out of the conversation. You know, when we do take the breaks, the Jazz Fest this year on the South Side. You know, there's two or three Jazz Fests over the summer, but as far as extracurricular activity, the Jazz Fest that's in the African American neighborhood on the water is that same weekend. So, you know, and it's close by, and, you know, so that's one thing. But there's just a lot of, you know, just a lot of things going on that we'll get a chance to do. We're doing a tour on Wednesday for the people who come in early. And, of course, Jerry wants to meet Jerry Butler. He wants to see where Curtis Mayfield lives. And he's given us a whole list of what he wants to see. So we put it on the list, you know. And the tour is on Wednesday in the daytime. So if you're going to come in early, you can join the tour of Chicago and, you know, see some of the places that you heard about or that you like to see. But our declaration this year, which is be with what is, you know, it is showing itself just in a mighty way, you know, like every day, be with what is, you know, and Glenn, you know, there's something that I noticed about be with what is, Jill, that it's somewhat like noticing that you're triggered. You remember we talked about that week before last, like how you notice when you're triggered and how powerful you can be once you kind of notice that you're triggered. You know, that power that comes behind it, like be with what is really, you kind of have the same effect, because when you be with what is, it's kind of calming, really. What do you say? Do you see what I mean, that connection?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting that you say that, Henrietta, because one of the things that I've been doing some work with Byron and Oren, and we've been working with some other folks, and one of the things that we got to was that be with what is really about you being with the results that you produce or not, or don't produce. It's like there ain't no story about, you know, and what I mean by no story, for those of you listening out there, is there's no explanation of the or reasons why I didn't get it done. Either I got it done or I didn't. Be with what is, okay? And all of that, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, wanted to, hadn't, you know, liked to, all of that gets cut and thrown away. It's useless information. So I get to just be with what is. Did I produce the result or didn't I? And if I didn't, what you going to do about it? So that gives me some real power.
Yeah. Well, I noticed I've had a couple of experiences over the weekend, and I've been sharing with Jill over the weekend, and I've learned that to be with what is, to be with it, is very empowering. You know, like you say, the things that you create. And when I was able to be with it, I was able to rise from it and deal with it, you know, like really deal with it so that it would go away. This is something I generated that I didn't want. And, you know, once you look at it and said, okay, you've allowed this, you know, you allowed this. So what are you going to do about it? You know, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to, you know, and it was in my be with what is that I was able to really look at it and stop the stories, as you said. Just stop telling the stories. Stop trying to make it funny. Stop trying to make it, you know, sugarcoat it or make it like a joke. This is not a joke. This is real. Be with it.
And
I did that, okay?
It is that we're about producing results, producing extraordinary results. And that's what's
right.
That's what I'm going to take. You're absolutely right.
Yes. So what about you, Jill? Have you noticed anything, any connection between trigger and be with what is?
For me, I guess for me, trigger. Once I'm being with what is, I'm triggered of things that I maybe have not accomplished, or I'm triggered within the being. I'm triggered for my result or their lack of. So, I just noticed that as you and Glenn were talking, there is a difference for me between triggered and being with what is. However, when I am being with what is, I can see how I am triggered with self. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be with that.
Wait, say it again?
I'm going to be with that.
Okay. Well, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and you're on with Jill and Glenn and Henrietta. And Jerry, Clara, and Shakisha are out in radio land. They are being with what is, having a good time, I'm sure. And we're doing a countdown today. And we're asking people to call in and share their first summit experience, their first summit experience. And while we are waiting for people to do that, just like to share that there's in Chicago at TNT Foods, 3824 South Morgan Avenue, every Saturday, 3 o'clock, there's a registration party going on. So you can come there and register for the summit. You can register for the prerequisite course. And that's every Saturday from now until the summit, and the summit begins August 4th. That's a Thursday, and the South Loop Hotel is the venue. You can call and get your reservations at the hotel, South Loop Hotel in Chicago, 2600 South State Street, the South Loop Hotel. Are there any other summit shares going on that you know of, Jill?
No, on the web right now we have, of course, the annual event, which is August 4th to the 7th. And you can go to www.blacksummit.org, click on the picture of Chicago, and you can register online.
Great.
And I do want people that want to make a comment or share to press 1, and we will bring you on live on the air.
Okay. That's great.
I just wanted to invite a couple of people in the chat room, Funny to the Moon and Really XT. Y'all can join us live on 646-716-9827. We've got some open lines, so we would love for you to call in and check us out. So you can hang out in the chat room or you can be with us live if you like. So I just wanted to let them know that. Go ahead. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn. If you can, we're kind of, Jill and Jerry are going to do a special show next Sunday, actually, it's next Sunday. And they're going to talk about Baltimore, which was the last year's summit. But if you could, either one of you, give what attending the summit is, with, you know, without sharing your first experience, but just what the summit is for you. You know, when I'm talking to my minister friends, I always say the summit is the place where I go and refuel. You know, it's more than refueling. I think it's more like an oil change, more like an oil change, because I get rid of the old oil. You know, I get rid of the old oil and I put the new oil in. That's kind of like what the summit is like. If I could put it in one statement, and you can tell I had my car worked on recently.
I'm gonna stay with that analogy, and for me,
okay.
it's like having a front end alignment and putting on some new tires.
Oh, okay? I like that.
Because when your front wheels aren't aligned, you can't steer properly, so you have to do extra work.
Okay.
So the work that we do at the summit is about minimizing the work that you have to do so you can get to where you want to get to nice, quickly, efficiently, and safely, because you got enough tread on the tire to direct and you can navigate stormy weather.
Okay. Okay. Well, Jill?
Yeah. No, so creative. For me, the summit, I have to go through my experience, but it's my new year. It's how I celebrate my new year. So that's how I felt when I was in Baltimore, and that's how I'm feeling as I'm gearing up towards Chicago. It is definitely my new year. I'm celebrating New Year. It's New Year's Eve for me.
That's wonderful. That's just wonderful. And, you know, I mean, all of that. I can be with all of that, because that is what it's like. I do steer straighter when I leave the summit. You know, I do. I do feel like I've been rejuvenated. Like, you know how you feel when you've had a real good workout? Like how your body feels, and not that tired feeling, but like after the tiredness goes away and, you know, that energy kicks in, it's like that afterwards, you know. And it is like New Year's, because it's such a celebration of who we are as a people. You know, just the gathering of people from all different walks of life, from all different countries, all different opinions, all different views, who come together to celebrate. You know, it's just a wonderful experience, along with the wheel alignment, you know, and the oil change, and all of that piece too. But just this gathering of all these different people, just loving one another and expressing themselves in a safe space, in a space where they can communicate and everybody listens to them, not judges them, but listens to them. And they're listening not just to the person who's speaking, but they're listening to hear what life is saying for them through that individual. That, I mean, it's just wonderful. It's just a wonderful, wonderful experience, and we invite everyone to come to Chicago and join us at the 21st Annual Summit event. It's countdown time, countdown time on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. You're on with Glenn, Gio, and Henrietta. Glenn?
Hey, Henrietta, I got one more analogy.
Okay.
That is that you get to really impact your vision, and you're looking at your vision, and staying with that car analogy.
Mm-hmm.
So you've mapped out where you want to get to. But now you can use that car, and you're in a space where you now are clear that you're heading to Phoenix. And it's 725 miles to Phoenix, and you've got mapped out the best way to get there. And so the summit is about you getting clear what your vision is, and then you mapping out the steps that you're going to take to have your vision be fulfilled. And not only that, you may find some other people heading to Phoenix. So you go,
okay,
yo, let's go together. You know,
let's
hook up. So I'll do some driving. You can do some driving. We can share the driving to Phoenix.
Right. That's just great. And that is how it is. That's what I was sharing earlier with this couple that I was having lunch with. You know, and she was the wife was sharing her vision that she had, and I'm like, that's what we do. We do vision work, you know, we do vision work. And there will be some other bodies who have that same vision. Oftentimes, because it is the summit, the International Black Summit, people always question me about what issues are we going to deal with. You know, are we going to talk about the international issues? Are we going to talk about the different things, you know? This particular person is in international real estate, and her goal is to share with the black community ways to purchase property internationally so that you can have a house in Kenya, you can have a house in the West Indies, you can, you know, anywhere in the world that you choose to have one, and that can be your second home rather than, you know, maybe Arizona or Florida, but you can actually have another home in another country, you know, and that's her vision. And so I told her Chicago is the place, because I guarantee you there will be other people there who will join that group of people that she's putting together to handle that. So if that's something that you're interested in, that is one of the people who will be at the International Black Summit this year in Chicago.
We have a caller, Adam.
Okay.
All right. 404-693. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Well, hello there. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Tamara.
from Orlando.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi, Tamara.
Let's go. I got excited about driving to Chicago and going to the South. I got excited about just the analogy that you guys are giving my new year. I'm like, oh, yes. And then Henrietta, who's this person about the international real estate? I'm like, I definitely want to get with that.
All right. There's a lot of real estate folks up in here that want to be looking to expand. So that's right on.
Okay. Exactly what I'm talking about. And that's
summer,
baby. Okay. So I wanted to share about my first annual event with the International Black Summit. It was actually in Brazil. I just showed up. You know, I had taken the prerequisite course, I believe that January, and I was clear that it was in Brazil. I said, oh, never been there, great conversation. I'm just going to go. So, you know, I really didn't know anyone in the International Black Summit, you know, family, you know, besides, you know, my Aunt Catherine, really. But I knew she was going to be doing some traveling, like, prior to, so she was actually going to be coming from another end of the world into Brazil. So I was like, okay, got it, cool. I just rode by myself. It's all good. Everybody seemed cool. It's all good. I'm cool. So got to Brazil, got to the hotel. I'm like, I see black people. I'm like, hey, are you guys summit people? They're like, yes. I said, cool. So, you know, that's been my experience. It's like easy breezy, like Sunday morning, like welcome, come on in. And I remember the opening event. Like, I love to dance. And I ran into Charles F. Sutton at the opening event, and we danced all night. I'm talking about we danced all night. So that was prior to us going into the actual Friday, Saturday, Sunday when we do the work. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I was just amazed at the commitment that people were to get themselves clear. Like, even that I was, you know, I was just like, okay, I like this. Like, I think my first distinction that I really, really liked and got was trigger. I'm like, I'm trigger. I'm triggered. So, you know, I've been hooked. Like, analogy, not the greatest, but I like it as I drank the Kool-Aid. And it was good. It's been good ever since. So that's been my experience, you know, just a sense of welcomed, like, come on in, sit down, enjoy yourself like that. Like, the hospitality that I felt, like, being in a different country by people at the International Black Summit was just overwhelming. And, you know, it's all good. And then also to do the work that we do, like the work that I got, you know, done for me, it was like, I believe it. I definitely got my vision distinguished, and that was like, wow, I got me distinguished. You know, I was like, okay, I can speak me, I can talk me, I know exactly what I want, you know, like that. So it was just a good look, good thing. But come on.
I missed that last part.
I'm like, come on.
come on with it. Bring it on, right?
come on to Chicago.
Come on.
If you want your life to be extraordinary, Bring your butt to Chicago.
Okay.
That's
right. That is right. The weather is wonderful. That's,
you know,
wonderful.
I was having a conversation with Byron today, and we talked about transformation and change. Now, now, when transformation is present, change is also occurring, but not all change is transformation. So we get to look at change and transformation, and what is it that you want to have happen in your life? So I'm gonna say it again. When transformation is present, there is change. So I'm going to leave it at that for now. But that's the kind of conversation we'll be having up in the summit.
Glenn, can you repeat it? Because you were going in and out, so it didn't come across all the way.
Okay. So what I'm saying is when this transformation is present, there is change. But change is not necessarily transformation.
Okay.
So we get to play with that and look at that and see what's going to impact our lives.
Yeah. That's interesting. I always look at change as temporary, you know, and transformation is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if I was doing hair, change would be a rinse, and transformation would be permanent color. You know, where you just, you know, change would be something that rinses out every time you shampoo, but transformation would be when you actually gone, put something on your hair that actually changes the melanin that's in your hair to a different shade. You know, it's permanent. And you never go back to that anymore.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Ouch. Hello. Hello. Come to the summit, because that's what's going to be happening, okay? We're going to have some real talk, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to have to confront yourself if you want to take yourself to the next level, and that's what we're talking about here, taking it to the next level.
Well, we have another caller,
guys. Don't make me get on my soapbox. Go ahead, let's go to that next caller.
310-310-346. I think this is Shakesha. Are you live on the air? Go ahead.
Hey, it is Shakesha.
There she is.
What's up?
Hey, I'm enjoying Southern California, preparing to fly into Memphis, Tennessee tomorrow.
That's great. That is awesome.
So are we talking about our first summit?
Yeah.
Go on, baby. Break it down.
Wait. Can you, before you do that, Takesha, can you give us, did you hear the analogies of what the summit is like? Did you hear us using the analogy of the oil? It's like getting an oil change, or it's like getting a front end alignment, or it's like getting your tires rotated. Can you give us an analogy first before you share your first summit?
You sure?
Those were good ones, weren't they?
For me, change is like a one-night stand, and transformation is you find
yourself. I forgot
your
who I was talking to.
Ooh, girl. Wait, what was transformation? What was transformation?
You found your soulmate.
Okay. Hello.
All right.
I hope you're all out there listening, land, and radio land, internet radio land. I hope y'all getting this. Girlfriend laid it down now. She said, change is a one-night stand. Transformation is finding your soul mate.
That's what
so,
I'm
yo.
Talking about. West Coast.
Lay it down. Let me
oh,
talking.
My goodness. Okay. Takesha, tell us about your first summit.
My first summit was in Oakland, California in 1993. First of all, I live in Compton, California. I had no idea where Oakland was. But I learned where Oakland was. Not only did I find the direction, I took 11 people with me. We rented a van and we drove to Oakland. And it was just fabulous, fabulous. I had never seen what I saw at that summit. And one of the biggest things was just being in a room full of black people. Oh, it was just exquisite. And my experience was, I'm going to tell you what my daughter told me. So my daughter was maybe about 14 when I came back from the summit. And then when she was about 18, she told me what her experience of me going to the summit was like. And she said, Mama, you came back cursing. Now, for some people, they may not quite get that. But, you know, I was raised up that you do things certain ways. You're supposed to be proper. You know, you don't miss Sunday school, you don't miss church. It was in my house. If you miss church on Sunday, you don't get to do nothing. So, you know, I had a certain, you know, way you had to be. And what the distinction I got from the summit was no right way to be. And it's not like I like cursing, but I had no freedom to choose to curse or not to curse. And at the summit I got, there was no right way to be like. I can be fully expressed. And being able to express myself with cursing words was okay because it gave me the ability to continue to explore myself. Now, cursing is a way that I always express myself, but I had, like, choices into new worlds. For me, it happened to be that world. I had never experienced that. It was kind of like fun, you know. It's like going to a striptease joint, you know, for the first time, or, you know, seeing anything that's kind of risque. There's a certain amount of fun in it. And then you get to look at it and you go, that was fun for the weekend, but, you know, that's not what I really want to do. But it was fun checking it out. So I got to experience myself inside of fun. And I really got that my daughter saw me a different way. She didn't say it like, ooh, you were bad. She was just like, we got a chance to see another side of you that we've never seen before. And, you know, it was okay, you know. And, you know, I got a lot more things, but that was like at the nitty-gritty free level, like just being able free to fly like an eagle. You know, I might fly to the top of the Empire State Building, or I might fly, you know, to Paris, but I get to fly. And that was one aspect of it. So I had a great time, a beautiful time. I haven't missed the summit for the last 16 years. You know, it's just been exquisite being with the summit family, you know, meeting and greeting people. And literally, I fly around the world, and because I've been to summits, I know people everywhere. So that's a little piece of my first summit.
That's great.
And as Forrest Gump say, that's all I got to say about that.
You know, for those of you who are coming to Chicago and it appears that all hell is breaking loose, it's the summit. That's a part of, okay, who commit to coming, it's going to be that way. It seems like everything is just doing what it's doing. And since you said you were coming to Chicago, like all of these things are in your way. Well, that is a part of the summer conversation. And I would like for you to know that you will make it through every obstacle that appears to be in front of you, because it's just a part of your getting to the summit. If you notice, there's always, whenever somebody shares a story, they always talk about the challenges that they went through to get there. That's part of the summit. It's like letting you know how powerful you are, you know, to do the things that you have been able to do, or to just speak that you are intentioned about doing something and having it be done, you know, having the universe line up everything so that you can get there, you know, because, you know, you're being intentional about what you want to do, you know. And it's something to be intentional about, because if you can get to Chicago, you can get what life is about for you. You will be among like-minded people. And I was sharing with somebody, the beauty of the summit for me was that everybody there is just like me. Okay? You know, everybody in my group, everybody is on that page, you know, on that page that I'm on, or that page I want to be on, you know, or that page that I'm going to be on. So it's a safe space, a real, real safe space. Jill and Glenn, what about you?
I'll let Jill go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Glenn. I definitely have to agree. Once I was there, I felt so comfortable. And when you said that people, if everybody is like you, you do really feel that connection. It's amazing. It really is. I really felt a spirit come across that whole weekend that I was there. It's the spirit of peace. Commonality, people just wanting to really get what the summit is. And I remember one facilitator mentioned, I believe it was the first day, it's not about what the summit is providing for you, but it's what are you providing? It goes both ways. You can't just sit there and think, okay, well, summit, come on, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You have to do something in order to get it. So whatever you experience, that's your summit. And you really, well, I know I went in with an open mind, and I'm just so blessed and so happy that I did, because I would have definitely missed it. But it's definitely a spirit in the air that is wonderful, and you just, it is like drinking the Kool-Aid. You just want to go back to it. And just being around people and seeing friends, it truly is like a family reunion. Glenn?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Thank you, Joe. You're absolutely right. It's the thing for me, when I got, I was at the first International Black Summit. And when I got there, the thing that I was so impressed with was that people had heard of me and the work that I was doing in New York with a group called People of African Descent Empowerment Group. PADEG is the short term for it. But People of African Descent Empowerment Group started in New York, and Byron Johns and I co-founded that group of people. And we're still meeting, 21 years after that, still generating and creating things, positive things for our community. But the thing about it is when I walked in there, there was a knowing of me before I had even gotten there. So when I stepped in the room, I was present to powerful black people who knew of me, knew of my work. And I tell you, just to be in that space was, that was my summit right there, that I could now, that I could be known in the world by other powerful black folks to be a leader and to be a leader among leaders. So that was, you know, that was it for me. I was done. You know, I was like, you know, this is something that I want to be with, you know, continue to contribute to and to grow that conversation. And I've never left the conversation. Back to you, Henrietta.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, well, I'm not going to say that, but once you start, you won't ever be out of it. You know, it's like, it's just such a wonderful, wonderful experience. You know, we talk about it all the time, like all year long on this show. You'll hear us mention different things about the summit, about the distinctions, about the meetings, about the retreats, you know, about our experiences, our interactions, and, you know, what we notice, what we get to. You know, those are all things that we've grown. And the annual event is when we come together and we celebrate. You know, we celebrate all of this work that we've done, and we do more work. We do it in a big room with a lot of people who are eager to get what it is life is saying to them. You know, get clear. You know, it's a place to clear yourself so that you can hear what life is telling you. You know, it's a wonderful space. And I keep saying it's a safe space. A lot of people, I was sharing the summit with someone, and she said, "Oh, you have to get naked." She said, "You don't have to get naked." You know, and I'm like, it's that kind of space. It's that kind of space. Okay, where you can just take off.
We have the spank naked truth. And that's
yeah.
When you tell it yourself, okay? Because
right.
There ain't nobody else to tell it on. You tell it on yourself and
that's
say
right.
What you do about it. That's right.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, that's right. What are we going to do? You know, how are we going to grow together? You know, how are we going to grow together? I just think about Gia. You know, Gia, this is, Have you been on a year? Gia hasn't even been on this program a year yet, you know, and Phil is doing everything. She's on the switchboard. She's done everything on the show. She stepped into who she is, you know, just jumped in it, you know. And Takesha, I think about Takesha, who's just everywhere, evenly present, okay? You know, like, where in the world is Takesha? And she pops up and she's, you know, doing the work, always doing the work of the summit. When she says she knows people everywhere, she not only knows people everywhere, she shows up everywhere, you know, with people. Claire says she wanted to take time off. Claire came through Chicago last week, the week before last, and, I mean, it's looking like $1 million. You know, just people being intentional about who they are and what they're about. You know, Jerry's off tonight, you know, doing something, but believe me, Jerry will be in Chicago in full force, Mr. MVP, okay? And Glenn, who's like you heard him say earlier, has been at the summit, the very first summit, you know, the very first summit when a group of people decided that they wanted this work for
for people of African descent. People of African descent. They wanted this work to be done and just got together and worked it out. They worked with the Declaration. They worked with the other pieces that you see on the website. You know, people like John and Lennar, who are technical people who make sure that you get to go online and do all the great stuff. Glenn is a part of that team as well. But, you know, all the behind-the-scenes people, you will get a chance to meet them at the summit. The summit is a totally volunteer nonprofit organization. Everybody grows through their, volunteerism. You know, it just they do it so they grow. And, you know, this it's like you can't pay enough money for the education that you get when you are involved in the International Black Summit. It's just priceless, you know. But you have just a wonderful group of people on the prerequisite team, and you'll meet that team the first day on Thursday, Nancy and Rosemary and Melissa from Canada, and I'm on that team, the prerequisite team. That'll be the first group of people that you meet on Thursday, you know. And then on Friday, on Thursday night, it's the opening ceremony, so you'll meet the Chicago community. And gather and see what, you know, you just get to meet and greet people, you know. And then Friday, everybody's there, you know. Friday morning, everybody is there. And you wear whatever you want to wear, whatever you feel like wearing. You know, you just dress however you want to dress. People have on makeup and hair done, and people have on shorts and tank tops, okay? So it doesn't matter. You come the way you feel like coming, and you be whoever you are. You don't have to worry. Nobody cares what you wear. Nobody cares what you look like. They care about you and who you are and how they can help you become who you choose to be. It's just a wonderful thing. And we want you to join us in Chicago, August 4th through the 7th. Jill, are there any other callers?
Yes, we have a caller. Again, if you want to make a comment, please press 1. We have 816-525. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
This is Catherine Thomas from Lee Summit, Missouri.
Hey, Catherine.
What's up, Catherine?
The first year that we did this blog talk radio, I was on the team, behind the
scenes.
Right.
That's right.
Whatever year that was. I'd be in Chicago because the Kansas City area and Chicago is too close for me not to be there. I'll be
all
there.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
My first summit was in Johannesburg, South Africa. And the thing that blew me out the water was alignment. Now, that was the year that alignment on Sunday night didn't stop at 3 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 12 or 2 a.m. And it was all about the youth and so on. But I saw alignment and not voting, and I saw the thing scratched and start all over again, and I saw Perry, who was facilitating, say, look, my plane doesn't leave till Thursday, so we can stay here with this alignment.
Okay.
I was so moved with that distinction that I said to my friend Julian, where is this that you go to become a facilitator and learn how to do alignment? We, that October, right after that, got off to work at 11 o'clock at night, drove all night long to Tennessee to present ourselves to become facilitators so I could learn how to do alignment. Now, fast forward about, I guess, 15 years. Last January, I was in a meeting here, and it was an organization I'm a part of, and they're having some money problems, like all organizations, and they're talking about merging the two sister corporations and so on. But there was a lot of fear in the room. And so Spirit said, this room is calling for alignment. And I got up, and I got the technology that I had learned in the International Black Summit, and I called for alignment in the room. We did not do the voting. There was perfect alignment in the room. Spirit said to me that it was there, and it was there. And afterwards, people came up to me, and they were just blown out the water, again, by alignment. The distinctions are something else. And to use those distinctions and this technology of the International Black Summit in our lives, that's the greatest transformation I know. I'm clear. Sweet.
Thank you. What Catherine talked about is the distinctions, and the distinctions are the tools that you learn in the International Black Summit that get you through whatever you're up against, you know, to clear yourself, to move yourself forward, to when you're stuck, to unstick yourself. So that those projects, so your job, so your family, so the people around you can get the benefit of who you are as a possibility, who you are as the vision that you are, who you are as the possibility of transformation. Back to you, Henrietta. And we've got about 2 minutes. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, we need to move into the oxygen room because our time is up on live radio, and the oxygen room is where we take a breath. But we get deeper into the conversations, and you can share even more of yourself in the oxygen room. Jill, do you have the number? There's a number and an access code.
The number is 218-862-6420, and the access code is 797-484. 218-862-6420, the code is 797-4834.
Great. Well, thank you everybody who called in and joined us. We'll be here every Sunday regardless. We thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing your first experience. We hope you join us in Chicago at the International Black Summit, August 4th through the 7th. We're moving now into the oxygen room, in the oxygen room, and I just looked at a sign that says, how is none of my business. So how you get there, how you get to Chicago, don't worry about that. Just say, I am going to Chicago, and I am going to be a part of the International Black Summit, and the universe will take care of the rest. God bless you. Good night, Gloria, and good night, Jill.
Good night, Henrietta.
See you in the oxygen room.
All right. Peace and love. International Black Summit. Website is www.blacksummit.org.